A woman enters a plea and is sentenced to charges in a Baxter County shooting death. 41-year-old Christy Shay Leadham Johnston pled guilty in the shooting death of 48-year-old Mark Dennis Mucha. Leadham Johnston was sentenced to 10 years probation for abuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence. Leadham Johnston was originally charged with first-degree murder. Mucha died of a gunshot wound to the head on May 20th of 2023. A man has been charged with sexual abuse of a child in Reynolds County. On June 4th, the Reynolds County Sheriff's Office was contacted by the Missouri Children's Division regarding a hotline report involving allegations of child sexual abuse. The hotline report indicated that a juvenile had disclosed ongoing sexual abuse by a suspect that had allegedly been occurring since 2018. An investigation was immediately initiated by the Reynolds County Sheriff's Office. As a result of the investigation, probable cause was established and charges were submitted to the Reynolds County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. Seth Beecher is charged with three counts of first-degree child molestation. A warrant was served on June 9th, and Beecher was taken into custody without incident. He's currently being held pending court proceedings. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man from Ava following an altercation. On June 9th, deputies were dispatched to A Highway for a physical altercation between two male subjects. While responding, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office received a second call that the homeowner was possibly having a heart attack due to the altercation. Upon arrival, deputies located the suspect, identified as 19-year-old Tremaine Courtney of Ava. Courtney dates the victim's granddaughter, and when Courtney became abusive, the grandfather intervened. As a result of the investigation, Courtney was placed on a 24-hour hold, and a warrant was later issued for assault second-degree special victim, robbery second-degree, and endangering the welfare of a child, creating a substantial risk, and tampering with a motor vehicle. His bond was set at $25,000 cash. Four people have been arrested on drug charges in Izard County. 34-year-old Andrea Webb of Calico Rock, 51-year-old Jeremy Lewis of Calico Rock are both charged with possession of meth and cocaine with a purpose to deliver, maintaining a drug premise, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 35-year-old Cole Staggs of Mount Pleasant is charged with possession of meth or cocaine with a purpose to deliver and possession of drug paraphernalia. He also has a parole hold and is charged as an habitual offender. 41-year-old Jill Dayberry of Mountain View, Arkansas is charged with possession of meth or cocaine with a purpose to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and was on a hold for other agencies. All four are being held in Izard County Detention Center, bond set at $20,000 each. The Shannon County Commission is suing the sheriff. The county commission filed a suit on June 10th in Shannon County Circuit Court seeking a declaratory judgment, temporary restraining order, preliminary injunction, and permanent injunction against Sheriff Stephen Hogan in both his individual and official capacities. The county commission allegedly claims that the sheriff exhausted his budget of $301,046 by May 29th. According to the petition, the 2026 budget funded two deputy sheriff positions, including salaries and benefits. The county claims Hogan hired more deputies than were included in the approved budget and continues to employ them. According to the filing, the commission repeatedly provided Hogan with budget data showing that the sheriff's law enforcement budget was being spent faster than appropriated. The petition says the commission also met repeatedly with Hogan or a designated representative when someone with authority appeared to discuss the sheriff's department 2026 budget issues. The county alleges Hogan refused to meet with the commission to correct his spending level and did not seek to amend the 2026 budget after it was approved. The commission says it is not willing to increase Hogan's budget because doing so would affect overall county budget and other county office operations for 2026. Sheriff Hogan posted a lengthy statement on social media on Thursday. You can read all of his statement at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Oregon County Presiding Commissioner David Stubblefield was the guest speaker at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary meeting on Wednesday. Mr. Stubblefield talked about several things, including an opportunity zone.
We're working with SCOCOG right now for an opportunity zone, which is a competition between 500 and I think he said 520 entities, and then there will be 140 chosen zones, and we're working on a zone for Thayer and a zone for Alton. That's where money can be invested in things like workforce housing, senior housing, downtown building rehabilitation, small business expansion, tourism, outdoor recreation, lodging, which we need badly in Thayer. We need motel hotels, commercial property development, and industrial contractor space.
He then talked about the remodeled Oregon County Jail.
It's June 26th. We are hoping to have a ribbon cutting for the jail upstairs. That will be done, and the last payment will be made. There's no tax increase. It's already paid for through general revenue, and I'm proud of that because we will have room for 32 inmates.
You can listen to all of what Mr. Stubblefield had to say at the Rotary meeting at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Howell County Republican Central Committee invites the public to attend a judicial candidate forum and candidate debate on Thursday, June 18th at 6:30 at the Mountain View Community Center in Mountain View, Missouri.